I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Now, I want you to finish it off, this segment, with some Whidbey Island 911. But I'll get us started with a story about out of some jet travel. Actually, there's two little stories about jet travel. One of them is just kind of crazy video. On the Caribbean island of St. Martin, there's that runway that's right above the beach, and those big jet planes come down and land just like 100 feet from the beach. In fact, it's 160 feet from the end of the runway to the fence. And people love to stand there at the fence while these planes take off and land right over their head. I mean, like, you can reach out and touch them. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. Well, one 57-year-old woman decided to try and hold on to the fence while a 737 was taken off. She's 160 feet from the blast zone of the engines of a 737. And it blew her back into some concrete, and she didn't make it. But just crazy to think that people have the access to that.
Those photos don't look real. They look Photoshopped.
And this looks fake, too, out of New York, John, at JFK Airport. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection at Kennedy Airport on June 29th had a package come through, and they examined the express mail from Hong Kong, and the contents of one package were described as a plastic tray, but the X-ray showed what appeared to be a round styrofoam casing with rows of holes in it. And they thought, well, this doesn't match up to what it says. Let's look into what's in this round styrofoam casing with rows of holes in it. And it turned out there were 5 live king cobras in there to handle that. And so, you know, some lady from Hong Kong was trying to bring 5 live king cobras in. And the folks at JFK said, the people from United contacted them and said, we'll take those. We'll use those to keep the passengers in line.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
We have gone across the Deception Pass Bridge for the true crime in our area. Let's begin with the 911 call log from Thursday, June 1st, 8:11 a.m., Erie Street. A guy called 911 to report a man threatened to take him outside and fight him. Thursday, June 1st, 7:13 p.m., 7th Avenue. A 911 caller said he just witnessed a dog chasing a car.
First time that's ever happened.
Friday, June 2nd, 8:36 a.m., Oak Harbor Street. A woman called 911 to report a prowler in the house and then realized it was only her husband. Friday, June 2nd, 2:14 p.m., Highway 20. A guy called 911 to say when he woke up this morning, he found a skateboard up in a tree. Friday, June 2nd, 4:50 p.m., Wake Avenue. A 911 caller reported an exotic-looking dog wandering around the neighborhood.
Had a feather boa on, hat like Carmen Miranda.
Finally, Saturday, June 3rd, 2:40 a.m., 8th Avenue. A woman called 911, 2:40 in the morning, to say that she might have seen someone squatting in her bedroom in the last 20 minutes. But then she rolled over and is now considering the possibility it was all a dream.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
Opium-induced dream.